Hi, this is Eric Elder, broadcasting live from the ranch. I'm glad you're here tonight because tonight is a special message where I believe God wants to express his very great love to you. It's just on my heart tonight that God really wants to let you know just how much he loves you. And as I titled this message, I titled it, What God Wouldn't Do for You. Now, I could just as easily have called it, What God Would Do for You, but that list would be much, much, much longer. So it's easier just to say, What God Wouldn't Do for You. Because that list is very, very short. In fact, it's just one word, nothing. There is nothing that God would not do for you. He loves you so much. Now, if this is a message that you need to hear tonight, stick with me as we broadcast this message live from the ranch. There are some message notes on your screen that you can read, where you can read some scriptures just right now as I play the piano, and just let God speak to you. So if you want to either open your Bibles, or if you just want to look at the message notes section of your screen, look at Matthew 21, verses 18 through 22. And just let those verses sink into your heart, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about God's very, very great love. That verse that you just looked at from Matthew is one of the more perplexing in the Bible to me, and yet God has revealed something to me in the last couple of years about it that really has helped me. Here's the verse that I'm focusing on here in Matthew 21, verse 22. It says here, If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Another place in the Bible says, you will receive anything that you ask in my name. Now, sometimes in the Bible, God uses these superlatives that are so superlative that I can't imagine anyone could fulfill them. And this is one of those where, does he really mean you can ask for whatever you want? You can ask for anything and God will do it. Well, I've asked God for several things over the years, some of which I had no idea how God was going to answer, and he has answered. But 2 years ago, this verse burned into my heart, and I believe that it was true as well, because I found out that there was nothing I could ask from God that was too much. because God loves us so much, and His love for us is so very great. And I just want to tell you a brief version of this story of what happened to me 2 years ago. And then I just want to talk about you and how God loves you very much and wants to bless you and wants to speak to you as well. What happened in this story was about 4 years ago, I had quit my job and went into full-time ministry. And my wife and I, we didn't have any money, and we had three children at the time. And we were pursuing God and seeking what God wanted us to do next. And one of the things that I wanted from God was a new piano. I had had an old piano, a $350 piano that I bought from a green sheet down in Texas. And I bought this piano, and it just wouldn't keep its tune anymore. And I'd had it for about 10 years, and it just wasn't working very well. And I was just saying, God, I just wish I had a piano that I could just worship you on, something that would just keep its tune. And so I shared this request with some friends during a home group meeting, and they said, well, why don't you ask God for it? Why don't we all come together and we'll just ask God for something? And so I came to that time of prayer, and I just said, God, do you really want me to ask for this? And he seemed to say yes. He said, go ahead and ask me. And the people in the group said, Eric, what would you really like? What is the desire of your heart? And I said, oh, I don't want to ask for that. You know, it's too much. All I really want is just something that'll keep its tune. That's all I need. And they said, no, really, what do you really want? And I said, oh, you know, if I had my choice, I'd really like a grand piano. And not that I need a grand piano for any reason, except that it sounds beautiful. The longer the strings are on a piano, the better it sounds. And so when you have a grand piano like this, the strings are very long, and so the sound is very deep and rich. And so I said, you know, really a grand piano would be what I would want if I could have anything that I wanted. And they said, well, let's just ask God for that. And I just wasn't very comfortable with that. I didn't really want to ask God for too much here. I didn't have any money at all, and I didn't know how I was even going to get a new piano, even a good used piano, just to get and play. And so I said, okay, you know, let's pray. And we prayed, and as we did, they started saying some things, and they said that, you know, Eric, we see that as you play the piano, people will be healed. As you play the notes, people will be healed. And the more you play, the more the anointing will come upon you for healing. And I was really surprised by this. They also had never heard me play. But I was surprised that this might happen. I didn't understand how that would work. And yet I found in Scripture where when King David played the harp, people were actually healed. And Saul, the king who was tormented by evil spirits, was actually freed from that, and relief came to him as he heard the music. So somehow God does use the music to soothe and to relieve us, and actually to drive out demons and to heal people. And so I have found that that's been true. And after our prayer that night, a woman asked me, she said, well, why don't you just go to the store and pick out a piano and then ask God for it. Just find the piano that you want and ask God for it. And I said, I just couldn't do that. I don't feel comfortable with that at all. But I slept on it, and that next morning I said, you know, what will it hurt? I'll just go and I'll look around. I went to the store, and I looked at the pianos, and there are all these fancy pianos, Liberace-looking pianos, and pianos that I really wasn't interested in. And then in the corner I saw this old, dilapidated piano, and I said, that must be it. That's the piano for me, because I don't care what it looks like. I just want it to sound good. And I said, that must be the one. And I went and I played it, and it was awful. It was just terrible. And I said, okay, that's not it. And I looked up, and over in the far corner, I saw it. It was the piano. Beautiful, black, classic, very nice. And I just said, wow, that is a nice piano. And I walked up to it, and I played a C chord on it. And it was the most beautiful C chord I had ever heard. And as I backed off from the piano, I was just like, wow, God, that is so nice. And the salesman came up, and he said, yep, that's the best piano we have in the store. Ah, oh, I just felt terrible. I was like, oh, God, why would you lead me to this one? I don't want this piano. I don't want to ask for this. I said, well, how much would a piano like this cost? And the man said, $44,000. I said, $44,000? I didn't even know a piano could cost that much. I had no idea what a piano would cost. And so I asked the man, you know, what would it cost with all the discounts, the best you could do for me, what, with tax included and everything, what's the final price? And he said, $42,673. And I took a deep breath and I just said, okay. And I told the salesman, and I didn't know who he was from Adam. I just said, you know, I just told him what was on my mind. I said, well, sir, I'm going to ask God for this piano, that he would give me this piano. And so I just stood there and I just folded my hands and I just prayed and I just stood there in my puny little faith and I just said, God, I ask you for this Steinway Model D piano. And as I had my eyes closed and was standing there, I just sensed in my head these words came to me from the Lord. And God said, Eric, I will give you that piano or a better one. I had no idea how to take that. I didn't know how any piano could be better than this. This was already the top of the line piano. And yet God had spoken that, and I just walked out of the store perplexed, saying, God, how can this be? Yet 2 years later, over the course of time and through many other circumstances, God made a way for us to buy a piano that wasn't that piano. It actually turned out to be a restored older piano, and because of that, we got to pay much less for the piano. But it turns out that it was a piano from 1910, and in fact, tomorrow this piano will turn 89 years old. It was made in the Steinway factory in New York on February 8th in 1910, and so it's 89-year-old piano that they restored for me over 3 months' time. And I will say that it cost us very much. It was a very costly thing for us when we bought it. In fact, it was like the pearl of great price. When you find the thing that is worth more than anything else in the world to you, you're willing to sell all your possessions and buy that thing. And that was something that we did as well. And we just said, this is an answer to prayer that God has given us. And we put our investment, we put what we believed God wanted us to put into a piano like this, because God miraculously, over the course of time, had provided us exactly what we needed for this piano. The rest of the story would make a believer out of you as well, that this verse is true. I'm not going to take the time to go into it tonight, but another time I'd love to share with you all the details of how God worked so meticulously to answer this prayer. But when I got the piano, and when I actually received it, and I saw it, and I said, God, 2 years ago, there was absolutely no way that I could even conceive that you could provide this for me. And yet here you've done it. And God very much quickened in my heart this verse. And he said, Eric, I've told you, whatever you ask for in prayer, you will receive it if you believe. And I started to believe that he really meant whatever we ask for. And I realized that this isn't a question of some prosperity gospel where I'm saying you can use prayer to get anything you want, because you can use prayer to get a lot of things, but this isn't a message about how to use prayer to get what you want. This is a message about how great God's love is for you. Because let me explain how this works. Sometimes we come to God and we say, God, I have this request, but it's too much to ask. It's just too much. And yet, I just really want this, and I know it's probably a lot, God, but is there any way you could do this for me? And God must look down at us, and he puts out this little scale of value. And imagine us coming to God for $10. Very easy for God to do, right? $100. Very easy. God can do that. $1,000. We're getting in the trickier range. $10,000. A little trickier. $1 million. Even harder. $10 million. $100 million. It seems to get harder as we go up the scale of money. But then I realize there's a whole nother scale once you get past the $100 million point or $1 billion point, that there's another thing comes into play. And if you're a veteran of war, you would realize that if you've ever had to fight and you lose your leg in battle, that leg is worth much more than, say, $10,000. That when you pay the price of giving up your leg, then you've really paid a price. $10,000 would be nothing if you could get your leg back. When you hear that things cost an arm and a leg, now we're talking a price has been paid. If you had to give up both your legs, that's even a greater price. Or both your legs and your arm. Here we're talking on the scale of things. Here's some money at $10, $100, $1,000, $1 million. Now you start talking your leg, two legs, an arm. What's on this end? Over here is your very life. Now, is there anything even more precious than your very life? Something that you would give up that would be harder to give up than your very life? I believe there's one more thing. That would be the life of your child. If I had to give up something and I had to choose between giving up my life or my child's life, I would give up my life first. But to ask me to give up my child's life, would be an even greater step, an even greater price, an even greater sacrifice. So you see how the scale of things, of what we can ask God for, ranges from everything over here to money and things and objects to other things that are worth more and more and more to us. All the way to over here, there's this very big price tag. And you know what? God has already paid the price way over here for us when he sent his son, his only child, to die for us. And Jesus himself said, greater love has no one than this, than he lays down his life for his friends. And God said he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now if God has already given up his son for you, and you're over here asking for 10 bucks, saying, oh God, is this too much? Or 1,000 bucks or 1,000,000 bucks? And saying, God, I don't know if this is too much. God says, Eric, there's nothing more than I could give you. There's nothing I wouldn't give you. I've already given my son for you. And Eric, I gave you my son while you were still a sinner, while you were still sinning against me. I died for you. How much more would I do for you now that you love me and follow me and have given your life for me? It's the same for you. If you've already put your faith in Christ, imagine if God loved you that much that he would die for you before you even committed your life to him. Imagine how much his love must be for you once you've made that commitment to him. See, God loves us very much. It's not a matter of there being too much. Now, sometimes we ask for the wrong things and God says, that's not really what you need. Let me give you something else. And sometimes we just ask for things that we don't need. We ask for things that are wrong, they're sinful, they're not what God wants at all for us, and God has something better. But I sincerely believe, and I believe it's happened in the Bible and it's happened in our lives, that if there is something we're asking for and God has something better, I say, God, cancel my request. I want whatever you want from me. I want the very best thing. Even Jesus in the garden when he was going to die, he said, God, is there any other way I could do this than to give up my life? And God's reply must have come back, no, because Jesus then willingly went to the cross and died. But how many of us have been saved because Jesus was willing to die? See, God has something better even than what we ask, always. There's nothing that's too much that we could ask of him. I say this to you as believers who need to know that God will answer your prayers, that God is in the process of answering your prayers right now, that the things that you're asking of him, the things that you're coming to him with, and you're saying, oh God, please, could you do just this one thing? God is out there saying, I'd love to. I would love to. I would love to pour out on you. And the only reason he may not answer your prayer right now is that he has something better in mind. Maybe there's something in your heart needs to change. Maybe there's something that he's waiting for that has to happen before that happens. Maybe he's got something better in mind than even what you're asking and you don't see it, but God will answer it. So I want to encourage you to come to God with your questions. Come to God with your prayers. Now, if you don't know Jesus, I just want to encourage you to get to know him, because there's nothing greater than committing your life to him. He's given his life for you. Are you willing to give your life for him? Let me read what I sensed God was saying tonight, just as a summary to this, and then I just want to play a song over you about God's great love for us. When I was asking God about the message for tonight, he said, there is nothing I wouldn't do for you or for any other person on the planet. I care for you like a mother cares for their babies. What mother wouldn't do anything she could for her children whom she's born? What would I not do for my children whom I've created? This isn't about getting what you've asked for. It's about God's great love for you. He loves you very much. As I play this next song, won't you just receive that love right now and just let God love on you for a little bit and just let it wash over you. Then after I play, I want to just pray for you and pray that God would continue to reveal his great, great, great love for you and to encourage you in your faith. Just listen as I play. Oh, how he loves you and me. And if you know the words, you can sing along. It's just, oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves you and me. Let me pray for you right now. Lord, I thank you that you love us so much. God, I thank you that you would even send me to give a message like this to people that are listening this week and this month and even later on in the year, Lord, and after this year is out, Lord. As people listen to this, God, I pray that your great love would just wash over them. Lord, that they would just feel it in their hearts. That they would just sense it and know it. That they would know that you've paid the great price. That there's nothing that you wouldn't do for them. For you've already done the greatest thing you could possibly do. Lord, I pray you'd encourage people in their faith. Encourage them to come to you and ask you, Lord. Encourage them, Lord, that they don't have to fear about the future, but that you will take care of them day to day. God, I pray that they would pray your prayer every day to give us this day our daily bread. Lord, I pray that they would focus on today and just say, thank you, Lord, for the bread today. Thank you, Lord, for the bread today. And then tomorrow morning they would come back to you again and say, Lord, give us today our daily bread. For there are going to be bills in the future. There's going to be worry in the future. There's going to be a lot coming down in the future. God, if you need to speak to them about how to take care of that future, I pray you would. But God, if you've already spoken to them and they just now need to rest in you and trust you for tomorrow and trust you for the next day, I pray that they would have the faith to trust you. That they would have the faith to just come to you again and again and just say, God, this is our request. You've said whatever we ask for in prayer. If we believe it, we will receive it. Lord, increase their faith. So that they could come and ask you for the things that they need, Lord, for their lives, and that they need to live and minister out to others, Lord. For God, many times the things we're asking for are for our own purposes, but God, you have something better in mind. You've got something that we can give out to others. God, just like Solomon asked for wisdom, and you said, I will grant that. Plus, since you didn't ask for it, I will give you riches and wealth beyond anything. Even things that you didn't ask for, I will give them to you because you chose my way over your own way. You chose doing what honors me over doing what just is for your own benefit. So God, I pray that you would help direct people's prayers even, Lord. If they're not asking what you want, Lord, I pray you direct their prayers to the thing that you do want, which is so much better than anything we had in mind anyway. God, if there's anyone who hasn't made a commitment to Jesus, I pray right now that they would feel in their heart the quickening and the warmth, and Lord, just the desire to follow you with their whole hearts. Lord, I pray they just pray a simple prayer with me. God, we're sorry for the sins we've committed. We repent from our sins. We turn around and we receive the forgiveness that you've offered us through Jesus on the cross. Lord, if there's people that have made that prayer, I just pray that you would fill them and you would help them walk this out by reading your word, reading the Bible, Lord, every day so that they can be filled with the thoughts that you have, Lord. And God, I just pray that you would keep us all in your care until you come again to retrieve us and to take us to be with you in heaven forever. For we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God loves you very, very much. And he sent this message just to you so that you could hear that. I hope that you're able to receive it in your heart. Thanks for coming. If you want to chat with us in the chat room after the live broadcast, we'll be there on the ranch. Just go to the Talk to Someone page and you can chat with us in the chat room there. Or during the week, you can find me on ICQ or at email at pokey@theranch.org. And I'd be glad to hear from you. Also, we are a contributions-based ministry, and we would be glad if you have any desire to help us in this ministry, to carry out this word to others. Please send me an email as well, and I'll be glad to put you on a list that lets you know what we're doing and how we do it, and you'll be able to make a wise and informed decision about whether this is a ministry that God is calling you to support as well. Thanks for coming to the ranch, and I hope I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.